So I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. Today's show, we just wrapped, and I perform as Malcolm Esposito. Why? It's actually 4:43 in the morning Pacific time, so my crew literally is probably going to be getting out of bed here in about an hour and getting ready to post the show. So I got back from the Wisteria restaurant last night in Sierra Madre, having had a great time with my buddies, Big D, Keith Brown, Bob Mulick, and Ray Bell. And we just were catching up, man, because I haven't been back in town for 6 months. So we had such a great time, and I finally get back here at 1 o'clock, and I go, wait a second, I got a show to do, you stupid asshole, Phil. So I did a little bit of room service, because we didn't really have much to eat at dinner. I was, I had like soup or something, I don't know why. But so I had some room service and then proceeded to whip together the show as Malcolm Esposito's Christmas show, which is not going to go very well because he's got a crew who are purposefully fucking with him while he's trying to do the show. So that's the simple premise of today's show here from California. I'm going to tell you, it's been crazy, man. It's been fucking crazy because, as you know, I know... sooner did I land and rent a car that I left my fucking bag in another car at the rental place. And it has been really kind of weird. I got to be honest with you, man. I'm not going to come out and tell you the name of the rental company, but I don't think I'll use them again. They're really fucked up when it comes to lost shit. And maybe all auto, car rental places are like that. I have no idea. But the process that these motherfuckers use is so goddamn stupid, it defies description. They don't actually have the name of a renter associated with a car. They have the name of a renter and the license plate of a car that they get, I guess, photograph as you're leaving. Now, maybe this is because I used a process where I online, what the fuck do you call it? I registered, rented the car online to bypass going to the desk and doing all that shit. In the process of renting the car online, what happens is you just go right to the place, they send you right out to the lot, and you pick out the car you want, and you split. It's so fast, that's probably what fucked me up. Because I thought for a moment I wanted the Prius, then I realized I'm not really comfortable starting a car and I don't hear the engine. call me weird and old-fashioned. That's kind of the way I am. So I left that car, and this lady is helping me. And she goes, like the Chevy? I go, not really, because it's got a Missouri license plate on it. I don't want to get pulled over. Oh, you're not going to get pulled over. Well, this Jeep. I'll take the Jeep. Okay. And she's walking away. That was the end of her interest in renting to me. So I jumped into the Jeep, and I get as far as Burbank, and I go, motherfucker, my fucking bag is in the fucking car. So, I've since bought a couple of shirts, a couple of pairs of pants. I mean, this has been that kind of a trip. I'm really kind of upset that I'm not going to, well, not really upset, but I'm sad I'm not going to see my sisters. Marianne's working. Excuse me for yawning. So I don't know, dude. It's been a crazy trip, but it's been a worthwhile trip because we did do the Lil Kev session. You've probably seen the picture of me and Mo Collins. Between the two of us, we plastered that picture all over social media. It was great seeing Mo because, I last worked with her on F is for Family, and I know she's been doing a lot of great stuff. She was on Fear the Walking Dead. She works because she's so good. So there she was. My session was like at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I walk out of the studio, and there's Mo waiting to come in. So we had a good visit, and talked about all kind of things. So that was cool. So we did do that, and I'm getting some other business taken care of while I'm out here. Okay, I've got doctors. I'm in Florida, but I haven't really found like Florida doctors. This is the shit that old people talk about. But frankly, I have an annual physical and all that kind of shit, and you kind of have to, move things around. So I'm getting some stuff taken care of while I'm here, and then back to Florida we go, And I'll be helping Jackie sort out her house because she's got a lot of shit that she's got to do. She's been doing it by herself. Basically, the movers brought her stuff over. She's got a ton of shit in her house. She's got to get moved around. Lots of furniture. She's got to get out of the garage, et cetera, et cetera. She's got a beautiful home, brand new beautiful home on a lake with this gorgeous kind of green treed area. It's protected wildlife area that she borders. So we'll get back to Florida and give her a hand with all of that. But you know what's funny about coming back home? You just, all of a sudden, it's like you never left. You know, I'm driving up the freeways, I'm going down the streets, I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. It's like I never fucking left. One place, though, that I hadn't been back to that frequently is my hometown of Arcadia. And you guys have probably seen me posting or mentioning it a lot. Arcadia has changed a lot. Arcadia, California, which is where I'm staying right now, the hotel I'm in, has changed quite a bit. It's gotten, I don't know how to say it, but it just seems like it's a little more developed. It is still a very much a suburban town, but good God, there's a couple of bit more hotels. I guess business is happening because there's a new Hilton where there used to be just like a drive-up chicken place, you know. So all that stuff's kind of interesting and cool to see. Love you.